To Fiona Kelly now for a first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
The contents of a hard-hitting pre-budget submission from the Irish Hospital Consultants Association generates a lead story in today's Irish Examiner and Irish Daily Mail. The Mail highlights the consultants' demand for an extra 5,000 beds by 2030. Otherwise, we're told that it could take 15 years to clear the hospital waiting list, which currently has more than 900,000 patients on it. The Examiner, meanwhile, zones in on the claim that surgeons are unable to access operating theatres for up to a year due to a shortage of support staff and a failure to allocate patients, prompting a call for funding to be provided to open operating theatres, buy equipment and recruit more support staff. Ursula von der Leyen's plan for an emergency intervention in the EU's energy market and a structural reform of the electricity market in a bid to drive down ballooning prices provides the Irish Times with its lead story this morning, while the Irish Independent reports on its front page on a proposal from the Commission on Taxation and Welfare advising the government to end all fuel subsidies and to tax fuel based on emission levels. Motorists face fresh threat of diesel hike is the headline there. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with the hearing in Dublin District Court last night, in which a 29-year-old man was charged with a number of offences against a woman during an alleged assault in Dublin city centre on Saturday night. The death of two 16-year-old boys who died after getting into difficulties while swimming in Loch Ena in County Derry yesterday is carried on the front of both today's Belfast Telegraph and Irish News. And an interview with Brian Murray in this week's RTE Guide, in which he speaks openly about his battle with Alzheimer's, receives extensive coverage in today's papers. The Irish Sun leads with the story, detailing how the much-loved actor who plays the character Bob Charles, alongside his wife Una Crawford O'Brien, who also plays his on-screen wife in Fair City, was first diagnosed 3 years ago. Although his ability to learn his lines has been affected, the 73-year-old says that he hopes to continue to work for as long as possible. It's not the end of the world, he says, it's the changing of your world, but it's not the end. Elsewhere on the front pages, John Downing has a piece in The Independent speculating that former Minister Dara Cailleary is tipped to make a comeback to government as a replacement for Robert Troy. The Examiner gives front page coverage to new figures which reveal that Cork has overtaken Kerry as the most prosperous region for domestic tourism. The Foyle to Ireland report also tells us, however, that the number of domestic holiday trips last year was down by 51%. And in its coverage of this report, The Times highlights how Kilkenny suffered the biggest downturn in domestic tourism during the pandemic. But finally, a number of today's papers also give coverage to a survey of more than 20,000 global city dwellers conducted by travel magazine Time Out in a bid to find the coolest streets in the world. Streets in Montreal and Melbourne top the list, but there at number 22 is the recently pedestrianised Capel Street in Dublin.